90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA. The one, the only, the original, one of the oldest. Move it! 90.7 FM, Blacksburg, VA. My name is Zai. This is the Money Shot. At you and yawn you all over you every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight. I do not pull out until the mission is accomplished. So if you have any questions, comments, complaints, or requests, call somebody who gives a rat's ass. But if you want to talk to me, it's 540-231-WUVT. That's 231-9888888 on your touchtone dial-up, cellular phone, or hopefully, if you're smart enough, landline, because they do actually still need a warrant to tap one of those things. Please also be aware that we are one of the only radio stations to actually have created an internet connection with a vice president. That's right. Anything and everything you find that is true is only to be found at www.wuvt.vt.edu. You just heard German Quartet Syrup doing their skin data thing. Their sandwich Kata Kana Trip remixed by Goshen off of their different flavors album. For that year, the Kashmir Stage Band from Houston, Texas. Kashmir High School, thank you very much. Off Texas Under Thol, that was Kashmir. For that, Bobby Valentine and Coco Seco of the Fania Records collection from Strut Albums. This is about the time when I need to give you all that legal mumbo jumbo that you're soon to quickly forget, but I'm required to do it. So here we go. If you are so old or so young that you do believe that Libya, Syria, Iraq, Iran have something to do with bananas in your breakfast cereal, you need to be given your proper amounts of Robitussin, NyQuil, Dimetapp, rum, gin, vodka, clomazepam, and tromazepam and placed into your sleeping containers and or compartments. Those of you out there that are members of the right-wing Christian coalition, you should find yourself a station with none but spirit, because we got soul here, brothers and sisters. For the rest of you out there with a certain adult discerning sense of humor and state of mind, please be aware that music coming up may or may not contain strong and or suggestive language and or adult listener content. Therefore, adult listener discretion is strongly advised from this point forward. I did want to remind all of you out there that it is going to be one hell of a weekend of awesome music in Blacksburg, Virginia. I already took Friday off because I know I'm not going to be able to handle it one way or the other. Friday evening, you can check out The Broadcast doing that groove that they do out of Asheville, North Carolina at 622 North Main Street in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. Don't forget that going on Thursday night, the one, the only, the Instupituous Earth will be opened up by Tiny Boxes at the Sycamore Deli in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia, and it will be Shmandagam Baduga Badegadoo. That's the only way I know how to describe describe it, because that is what I say while I am getting on down. In the meantime, you can check out this guy coming up next live here on WUBT, David Rash himself, presenting you Yes Rasta. Yes Rasta is Blacksburg's only true dub reggae dance hall gig that happens this Thursday at 622 North Main Street in Blacksburg. I'm going to have to wear some of those like little glow-in-the-dark floaty thingamabobs that you put on kids, and somebody's going to have to put on a harness. And if there is anybody out there who wants to take advantage of me, then this Thursday is the one to do it. In the meantime, get ready for it. David is on his way up. It's going to be phantasmagorical, and I'm glad that I wore my special rubber underwear. 90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA. David Rash coming up. With the female, this crazy evil, try to show he'll prevail. In any situation, lady luck's on his side. Emotions run free, nothing he will hide. Well, I remember one sunny day, took my cousin to the park so we could play. All the way, a couple resembled the one I just described, they're a flame assembled. Another young man walked in their direction, bumped him a bit, excused his imperfection. But the man with the lady grabbed the other by the neck, demanded an apology and also respect. The young man aggravated, grabbed him back and smacked him. The girl just laughed and laughed and laughed at him. He felt ashamed for what he had done and looked like a fool to everyone. These are three stories from the naked city. Reality is sometimes a ditty. Like Rob Dylan from the Twilight Zone. Earth to your brain. Is anyone home? I see you there. Try to make amends. Try to make some friends. But now my story ends. On the note that I just wrote, stay afloat on the reality boat. Slow down and think and take it cool. And try to avoid the description of them.
until the philosophy which old one raised superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war, it's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, it's a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south. War, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg, VA. My name is Zai, and this is the Money Shot. at you and you on you all over you every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight, leaving you with something you may want to wipe off or something you may want to invite a freaky friend on over for. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or requests, call somebody who gives a rat's ass. But if you want to talk to me, it's 540-231-WUVT. Wanted to proudly, gladly, and with open arms remind you that you are listening to Live Yes Rasta Preview, featuring the one, the only, the incomparable, the instapituous Mr. David Rash, the original Mayan creator of Yes Rasta. Yes Rasta, the true dub reggae dancehall event of Blacksburg, Virginia, this Thursday evening at 622 North Main Street in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. I think I did that right. Did I say it right?
I don't know, but you talked all over the best song I'm playing all night.
90.7 FM, Blacksburg, VA. Thank you.
Thank you. Boom. balancing off the guitar section. An excellent lead guitarist, my friend, Mr. Barry Benetton, please. Mr. Joe Sample of keyboards. Mr. Steve Super of clowns. And he is one of the elders. Mr. B.B. King, Chelsea James, the Crusaders.
Yeah, live version of Street Life. Only right here on the world's greatest radio station ever, 90.7 FM WUBT, Blacksburg, Virginia. My name is Zai, and this is the Money Shot. At you and y'all, all over you every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight. I wanted to give much love and thanks to the one, the only, the instavituous and infamous Mr. David Rash. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, dude.
It was great. Wanted to tell you that Yes Rasta has really, really taken hold. It has.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Thursday's going to be awesome.
I think it. I think that people are just kind of getting around to the idea of, wow, man, this guy's... You're really serious about your music. And you've really... You've made leaps and bounds in the way that DJs typically give up on. So, like, why did... what is it that you would consider your major influences to wanting to continue doing this reggae thing that you have done?
Reggae music.
Where do you get
how
your
technical do you want me to really do?
I don't know. I want to know. I would like you don't look like the typical reggae guy. Is that
well,
that's
I used
why.
To you don't remember me in the
I remember you like, you had the dreads and yeah, all that, but you, yeah, you had to cut them off because right, we all have to have our
a real JF.
How are you able to mix literally your regular normal job with your drive to want to do the reggae thing?
I'd much rather be playing records than working for real.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, you know, pass the time till I get to play records.
Right on, right on. So this Thursday, are we going to be able to anticipate anything original, new, something unusual? Are you going to be, with dreadlocks again?
God, if my hair would grow back, that'd be awesome. yeah, no, maybe something new. Definitely not my hair.
One thing I've always, I know that you lived out in Vegas, right? For
yes,
a minute, yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever actually been to Jamaica to hear the actual music itself?
Yes.
Where did you discover reggae? Is I guess what I'm getting at.
Well, I discovered reggae in Hampton in the, I don't know, early mid '90s.
Hampton, Virginia.
Yes.
Okay, that's an unusual place to discover reggae.
Tidewater's actually a pretty big reggae area for the state.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And you first heard it. Who was your first influence that you heard that you were like, wow, are you a Bob Marley guy?
Culture. Joseph Hill.
Okay.
We used to tour a lot up and down the East Coast and actually used to play this town years ago.
Yeah.
A few trips to Jamaica, a couple trips into Kingston, some record stores. Some big bulk record stores up in New York, starting off a collection and then going from there.
Right on.
It's pretty much the start of it.
The music that you have now, it's mostly all your own, or did you like obtain it by trading? Or I guess I'm asking, did you like buy your own albums, or Now, like, how do you get that collection? Because me, I got my collection of the music that I have. Like, some people would give me stuff. I would buy a lot of stuff. It's just kind of a conglomerate. Like, where do you get a lot of your stuff from?
Yeah, man. Buy, borrow, steal, pillage. However you get music, you get music.
If I was a 19-year-old kid coming up to you saying, hey, I really want to discover some reggae. I want to know what to get into right now. What would you recommend to them to check out? What's hip or hot or whatever?
Not hip.
Not hip.
Go back to the 70s. Start with your roots.
All right.
Look and see where it all came from. You know, I think I told you that great story about how dub kind of came about as an accident with Tubby's forgetting to record vocals years ago.
You did tell me. Remind me of that story.
They were in Tubby's studio, and Tubby was recording tracks and literally forgot to record the vocal track. So they played it, and they took it to the dance hall, and it was just, it was a hit. So, you know, they just kept doing it. But, you know, go back and listen to, you know, the original, you know, Mighty Diamonds, Wailing Souls, Melodians, you know, old Marley that was, you know, where you can hear Tosh still singing with him. All those good old 70s, early ska, dance hall, you know, some of the dub, Prince Jammy, Scientist, King Tubby, any of those guys I would recommend.
Right on, man. Well, once again, thank you very much for doing what you do with the rest. Yes, Rasta gig. It is it's new, it's original, it's beautiful, it's a fantastic vibe, and I really appreciate your bringing that to the town. And I also wanted to say that you you brought in a really unique event, because I had a cat call up earlier, wanted to actually hear Tower of Power, What Is Hip, and you showed up with this vinyl album. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna steal your album and play this one out.
There you go.
Right on.
Play it.
So this
come out Thursday night.
Thursday night.
10 to 2. No cover. 6:22.
It's going to be
if
beautiful.
You tell me you heard me on the radio tonight, I might buy you a shot.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, man.
90.7 FM, WUVT, Blacksburg, VA, featuring David Rash from Yes Rasta. Thursday night, 6:22.